Well, today I want us to focus on a few short verses that St. Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, a letter that Paul wrote to the first church that he established on European soil. It was written while he was in prison with the purpose of encouraging the people of Philippi while they were undergoing persecution for their faith. And in this letter, he is both seeking to encourage his readers and give them confidence in their faith, and at the same time reminding them of the importance of humility and avoiding selfish ambition and pride. In our reading for today, St. Paul is comparing the life of a follower of Christ to that of an athlete running a race. In Philippians 3, 12 through 14, we read this: "Not that I have already attained this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask for you to help us to hear these words from your servant, St. Paul. And may these words inspire us to move forward in our faith and in following your call on our lives. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. Well, I may have mentioned this before, but for about 10 years, I was an assistant to Dr. Stan Chyzinski, who is a sports medicine orthopedic doctor who served our high school football team. He was a member of our congregation that I served back there, and he became a good friend. In fact, his daughter Mara is, last time I checked, was planning to come to Syracuse University to play softball. Well, for every home game, I would shadow Dr. Chyzinski, and I would help him out. I would go out on the field and help him hold up a player while he treated him. I'd carry his bag of medical supplies, and he would always introduce me as Dr. Summers. And kids would come up to me and say, "Can you take a look at my elbow?" Or, "Can you take a look at my knee?" And I would say, "Well, I'll pray for that." Well, the coach of that team was an icon in the area, Coach Gordon. And I never really learned if he had a first name or not. I think his mother actually named him Coach. Never heard him called anything but Coach Gordon. But Coach Gordon had this, he had an unenviable task of following Lloyd Carr, who had went on to coach in college, did pretty well. But Coach Gordon ended up being an incredible motivator, a master motivator. And he knew exactly when to get into a kid's grill and read them the Riot Act, and he also knew when to put his arm around the kid's shoulder and console him. He knew his kids, and he knew their temperament, and he knew that sometimes they needed a proverbial kick in the seat of the pants, and that sometimes they just needed somebody to listen and to hear, and they needed a hug. And I kind of think that's how St. Paul approached his work with the church in Philippi. He would challenge them, and he would encourage them, and he would seek to fire them up, and he was always supportive of them when they get discouraged and downhearted. And he would also warn them about the dangers of self-ambition and pride, and when they got too full of themselves and when they got too puffed up, he was good to kind of bring them down from that. And I really think that's kind of the way it works for all of us, don't you think? Sometimes we get discouraged and we need someone to lift us up. And sometimes we get a little full of ourselves and we need somebody who can bring us back down to earth. Well, in our scripture reading for today, St. Paul is giving the people of the church in Philippi a pep talk. They're down and they're discouraged. They're being persecuted for being followers of Christ. And he writes basically saying, forget what's behind you. Focus on what's ahead. Don't let up. Run the race of life like a runner with his eye on the trophy that waits at the finish line. Don't let your present adversity keep you from the goal that God has called you to. I think that same message applies to us here right now. We all know it's easy to get bogged down in the everyday realities of life and forget the bigger picture. It's easy for us to get discouraged and forget that God is calling us to do something higher than just survive the day. That we too have God-given goals that we need to keep our eye on and keep pressing towards and not letting our present challenges sidetrack us. Some of you may recall me mentioning this before, but my nephew, John, played high school football with a kid by the name of Mark Ingram. Some of you may know that name. Mark played running back, and he ended up getting a full ride to the University of Alabama, winning a national championship, winning the Heisman Trophy, and now he plays for the New Orleans Saints. Not bad. And Mark, in my mind, is kind of like a living example of what Paul wrote about in our scripture reading for today. He grew up in some pretty challenging circumstances. His father ended up in prison, and Mark chose to focus on school and on football rather than getting sidetracked by all the drama in his family. And he kept pressing on, and he kept his nose to the grindstone, and when he was in ninth grade, he, along with my nephew, became involved in Young Life, and they both became passionate about their faith. And one of the things I admired about Mark was not just his ability to run north and south on a football field, but his dogged determination never to give up, to keep going no matter what, not only in football, but in his life and in his devotion to Christ. And even when he won the Heisman Trophy, he was humble and he gave thanks to God for this blessing. One time I was hanging out at my nephew's house when Mark was over, and I got the opportunity to talk to him. He found out I was a pastor, and he said, "You know, my favorite verse is from Philippians 4:13, where it says, 'I can do all things through him who strengthens me.'" And when I read our scripture for today, I can't help but think of that kind of determination, forgetting what's behind, straining forward, pressing ahead towards the goal, towards the prize that God calls us to. And Paul uses this athletic metaphor of running towards a goal to help people in the church in Philippi understand that living life as a Christ follower is very much like that of a long-distance runner. Runner who keeps his eyes fixed on the goal, who presses on, who puts aside distractions so he can go after that prize. As I mentioned, Paul wrote this letter from prison. And he was writing to a group of people who were facing some pretty challenging times. And Paul says, go for it. Don't let this stop you. Go for the prize. Don't let the present or the past distract you. Keep your eyes on a goal. Now, in sports, the goal is usually pretty clear. Be first to the finish line. Break the tape. Score the touchdown. Sink the basket. Score a goal. Win the game. But in real life, what's the goal, according to Paul? Where's the goal lying for you, according to God? I think it's important to understand what Paul is not talking about here. He's not talking about pressing on and straining and struggling in order to win God's approval. You already have that. In Ephesians 2, Paul says, "It is by grace that you've been saved through faith, not from your own works." Grace is a gift from God. But unfortunately, some of the early Christians thought that once they'd received grace from God, that there was nothing left to do. So they became passive and they stopped growing. That's kind of like getting married and then saying to your new spouse, "So what's the minimum I can do and stay in this marriage and get by?" That's not a good way to approach marriage. God's desire for you is to continue and continue to continue to grow, to continue to mature in your spiritual life and in your whole life. And that rarely happens unless you're striving and pressing on. Spiritual growth and spiritual maturity requires us to focus on our relationship with Christ and not to grow lazy or complacent, but to keep working, to keep pressing on, to keep growing, to keep maturing. Now let me get a little practical here. It's easy for me to stand up and give you a rah-rah sermon, hopefully fire you up, and then have you go home without any concrete ideas of what that goal line might look like in your life. One of the things that I believe that is essential to growing your faith is to exercise it. Just like going to the gym, we get stronger by exercising our bodies. We get stronger by exercising the gifts that God has given to us. We grow deeper and more mature as we use those gifts, as we practice those gifts, as we exercise those gifts that God gives us. God has given us work to do. God has equipped each of us with spiritual gifts in order to do that job. Maybe it's a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it's serving at Francis House or the Samaritan Center. Maybe it's in your profession, being a teacher or a professor or a coach. Maybe it's running for city council. Maybe it's running for Congress. We need some good people in Congress. But whatever it may be that God is calling you to do and equipping you for, keep on keeping on. Now, the Apostle Paul had a crystal clear understanding of what his assignment was from God. We had a whole series on him. It cost him his life. But his mission was to spread the good news of Christ to the Gentile world and doing whatever it took to make it happen. And he ran that race with determination and enthusiasm and grit. Now, I don't know what race God may want you to run. It might be in the field of education or business or medicine where God can use you most. It might be feeding the poor or healing the sick. It may be your vocation or it may be an advocation. Maybe God is calling you to be part of the mission trip to South Sudan next year, either going or supporting it in some way. Whatever God might be calling you to, St. Paul's message for us today is to go for it, to press on, even when the odds seem to be against us. You see, when you align yourself with God's higher calling for your life, when you're in sync with the purposes God has equipped you to do in this world, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you will know deep down inside that you're living with a sense of purpose and call, and that changes how you see and how you experience life. One of my spiritual mentors is a man by the name of Roger Cronover. His son Scott was one of our ministry interns and now is a pastor in Ann Arbor. And Roger was our president of our church board when I was serving that church. And Roger was incredibly successful in the insurance business. He owned his own insurance business, and by his mid-40s, he was doing extremely well financially. He was rocking it. And I can remember one day we went out for breakfast, and he told me about this dream, this sense of call that he had to be a history professor on a college level. And he'd been thinking about it and praying about it for a number of years. And most people who know Roger thought he had lost his mind when he decided to sell his business and go back to school. I mean, his family, it took him a while for them to adjust to that idea. He ended up getting his master's and then his PhD in history. He decided that's God's call in his life, and he went for it. And in his early 50s, he finished up his degree. He was hired as an assistant professor. He'd been doing adjunct work before that. And then became a full professor, ended up with a 20-year run teaching history at a college level. He retired last year. I called him when he retired to congratulate him. And we talked about those early promptings he felt and his bold move and how difficult it was. And yet how thankful he was that he went for it instead of playing it safe. I know another man who had the gift of compassion, and he'd been through a lot in his life. He'd struggled with addiction. He overcame it. He had an amazing ability to connect with people who were struggling with addiction and frightened. And late in life, he went back to school. He became a therapist. He now works with people who are caught in that snare of substance abuse, and he's incredibly effective because he's been there and he knows what it's like, and he has the ability to connect and help people in so many ways. And then there's this guy by the name of Rick Jones. He was principal at my daughter's high school. Amazing guy. He had such powerful influence with students and with parents and with our community. And his passion was teaching leadership to his kids in the high school. And every other year, until he retired, he would take former students on a medical missionary trip to Africa, pulling together students who had become doctors and nurses and dentists and health professionals. And every other year, they'd run this traveling health clinic. And this is a public high school, not a private one. I don't know how he pulled it off, but he felt that call and he found a way to make it happen. One last story. Two friends, Rick and Anita Gutierrez, and they're both medical doctors who serve as missionaries in Durban, South Africa. And they've devoted their lives to healing both physical and spiritual wounds. It's as if they can see the goal line that God has given them being used to serve these people in South Africa. And Paul is saying to us, we may not do any of these things, but Paul is saying to us that this form of going for it should be the norm for people who are followers of Jesus. We count the cost, but we don't play it safe. We go for it. We press on. We run the race that God puts before us, and we run it with faith, not fear. So, what's the race God may be calling you to? Where's the goal line? Where's the prize that Christ wants you to strive towards? I hope that you will pray and you will listen for God's prompting and then go for it. Let's pray. Lord, you love us, and we know that you've put us here for a purpose. Sometimes it's pretty tough to run the race. We get tired, we get weary, we get discouraged, we get sidetracked. But we thank you for these words from St. Paul that encourage us to never give up, never fail from pressing forward towards the goal that you give us. We pray that you would strengthen us to keep running that race that you've set before us. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.